work to bear apples. It simply abides in the soil and it bears fruit. God's ways are easy. He says, take my yoke upon me and learn from me. For my way is easy. My load is light. Why is it light? Not because he's going to have you doing less, but he's going to be doing it. He's got lots for us to do, but he wants to do it. How does he do it? He wants to do it in and through us. We're always trying to do it in the energy of the flesh. We're going to go do something for God. God says, do me a favor, don't do that. I got everybody messing it up because they're out doing things for me. I want to do it. And I really believe it's scriptural that on the day of judgment, the only thing that God will recognize will be that he's produced. I think it's going to be a situation like Cain and Abel, where Cain is going to come up and say, here it is. And God's going to say, that's not acceptable. He wants a fruit that comes through abiding. He wants us to relax, let him live his life in and through us, bear fruit that's natural. We're not going to be frustrated, uptight. We're not going to be a neurotic basket case. We're not going to be hyper. We're not going to be running around like a chicken with our head cut off. And everything that we do is going to be fruit that's bore, that brings glory to God. It's his life being produced in and through us. It's permanent, has great impact. But he gets all the glory for that. One of the reasons that people don't like this is because you really have to die to yourself in the area of pride. We really want to be able to sit back and say, look what I have done. Man, I started a church and it grew to 1,000, or I'm the chaplain at Juvenile Hall and I started this big volunteer program. We got all these thousands of kids coming to the Lord and it's just phenomenal. Jesus comes along and because this process is going on, we don't get any credit for that. See, I'm not doing anything. If I'm abiding, I don't get any credit for that. He's doing it. So there's a lot of ego people. And we can see, you know them. You watch them on TV and you listen to their sermons and you can really tell that self is really the issue. They want glory for themselves. God really doesn't want that to be taking place. He really wants some good, pure stuff. Yes?
Would you say that the whole process makes you more humble all the time? It's a humbling thing?
It's totally humbling. You know, the question dealing with humility. Pride exalts self. Jesus, who's not into degrading us, but replacing us, so it is totally humbling in the area of pride. And in all honesty, one of the hardest things for me in the last 10 years of following Jesus Christ is having to trade glory or give up glory, because pride really would like to be able to take some credit for something. And when you get all done, the smoke clears, zippo. Whatever the crown is going to be in eternity, you just throw it at Jesus' feet and say, thanks, you know, it's your crown anyway. But pride is an issue. Anybody else? Comments or questions? Anything else?
About that security in the spirit.
Okay.
Is there any relation to that insecurity in the soul then? I mean, you know, does that cover,
what happens, this security is totally spiritual, which means God has done something for me, and it's done, and I can't mess it up. It's done. I'm born again. This insecurity is caused when self is in control, because we're constantly terrified that we're going to screw it up. See, that which we're in control of, we're really afraid that it's going to be a real problem. But the security here comes in the fact that God has already done something for us. Now, we can have security here without really realizing it. That's one of the enemy's jobs. He doesn't want us to know our inheritance. So you may be dinking around, living after the flesh, feeling very unsure about your salvation because you're in a position of being carnal. You've got security with the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're not experiencing that for two reasons. You're in willful sin, which always robs us of our joy. But second of all, the enemy comes in and says, you know, you've lost it. You're blowing it. So what happens is that this doesn't be an excuse. This doesn't become an excuse. Well, this is secure and it's taken care of. There I can kick back and do anything I want. It becomes ultimately the motive to really want to do this. Somebody who's really experienced this becomes very unselfish about this. But the people who are the most insecure in this area have a tendency to be the most selfish in this area. So there's lots of games being played between us and God. Anything else? In conclusion, as we wind down, be really honest with God as you go through this process. Try to find out where you're at, who you are. Let the Spirit reveal. Remember in Psalms it says, God, search my heart. We don't search our heart. God, search my heart. We can deceive ourselves. We're good at that, okay? We work from a position of ego, and ego always wants to protect pride. So we have to say, Spirit, come in, do a work in me, but find out where you're at. If you're really saved, if you have assurance, if you know you're in Christ, if you've made some kind of a commitment, we'll talk a little more about abiding, but get a feeling for that, okay? Get done with class, go ahead and put your homework up, and we'll have a word of prayer first, so. Father, we do thank you for your word, which is true. We thank you for the fact, Father, that you have something to give us that's more credible and reliable than feelings. You have a standard, and you have something empirically positive and objective that we can just rest on. And Father, I'm going to pray for this class and have been praying for this class that you will do something mighty in this class in terms of revealing yourself to this class. Father, take everything that's in the book and the lecture material and the five steps and the study of the Word and just do something with that, Father, in a very sweet way. So that when we get done with the class at the end of 6 weeks, Father, we can say it was good to be with you, that we sat at the feet of Jesus and we learned of him, that we learned of him. Jesus, we want to know you better. We want to experience you more in our life. Give the class a blessing. Help them during the week. Strengthen them in the many areas of life that they're involved in. Father, and also for any needs that may be among the class, personal needs, emotional needs, that you'd simply take that, Father, and work a work of healing involved in that as well. Father, bless us. We want to be blessed. And in return, we want to be a blessing to others. In Christ's name, amen.
This concludes lesson number 3.